Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, on this session of Celtic Cafe, we go eco-friendly because it's Earth Day right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Love is a pleasure when first it's new. As it grows older, sure love grows colder and fades away like the moon. Ah, the poor old lousy old earth, my earth and me father's and mother's, and me father's fathers and me mother's mothers and me father's mothers and me mother's fathers and me father's mother's fathers and me mother's father's mothers and me father's mother's mothers and me mother's father's fathers and me father's father's mothers and me mother's mother's fathers and me father's father's fathers and me mother's mother's mothers and other people's fathers and mothers. And excrement, and the crocuses and the larch turning green every year a week before the others, and the pastures red with uneaten sheep's placenta, and the long summer days and the new mown hay and the wood pigeon in the morning and the cuckoo in the afternoon and the corn crake in the evening and the wasps and the jam and the smell of the gorse and the look of the gorse and the apples falling and the children walking in the dead leaves and the larch turning brown a week before the others and the chestnuts falling and the howling wind and the sea breaking over the pier and the first fire and the hooves on the road and the consumptive postman whistling, the roses are blooming in Picardy and the Standard Oil lamp and of course the snow and to be sure the sleet and bless your heart the slush and every fourth year the February debacle. In the end there's April showers and crocuses and then the whole bloody business starts all over again. The turd. If I could begin it all over again, knowing what I know now, then the result would be the same. And if I could begin it all over again a third time, knowing what I would know then, the result would be the same. And if I could begin it all over again a thousand times, knowing each time a little more than the time before, the result would still be the same. And the hundredth life is the first, and the hundred lives is one. A cat's flux. Love is a pleasure when first it's new. As it grows older, love grows colder, fades away like the morning dew.
Our opening track reflects the sentiment that maybe we don't do enough to keep our planet as healthy as it was given to us. That track, Poor Old Earth, is a passage from Samuel Beckett's book, Watt, put to the music of Love is Pleasing and recited there by Ireland's own earth activist, Christy Moore. Earth Day is an annual event celebrated on April 22nd every year. Worldwide, various events are held to demonstrate support for environmental protection. It was first celebrated in 1970. Earth Day events take place in more than 193 countries coordinated globally by the Earth Day Network. So you ask, why was April 22nd picked to be Earth Day? Well, there is one very good reason, because it is the birth of the noted conservationist and the granddaddy of all environmentalists, Scotsman John Muir. As a matter of fact, the National Park Service and the John Muir National Historic Site set aside one day a year called Birthday Earth Day around Earth Day in recognition of John Muir's contribution to the collective consciousness of environmentalism and conservation. And that's the perfect lead-in to our next track, called Muir the Master Builder by Brian McNeil.
I asked the Master Builder, why did he make John Muir from the seed of a man? Unforgiving, a father who tried to use the gospel to ensure that his son's life would never be worth living. And the Lord's voice whispered on the icy air wind from the mountains where the clear waters lie, saying, hold the bravest heart above the gravest of sins, and I'll show you how to make a hero rise. Leave Calvin and the Bible to the parish of Odenbar. Give a blind man back his eyes to find the brightest of the stars. Then lead him to the altar of a better God by far, in the veil of the Redwood Cathedral. Put the man in the mountains, and the mountains in the man. How long did he search to find the uncommon clay that he needed for his master builder's plan? And the Lord's voice came down from the icy air skies, saying, take a heart of hard Scottish stone, plant the seed of a wild place deep down inside, and I'll show you how to call a hero home. Leave Calvin and the Bible to the parish of Odenbar. Give a blind man back his eyes to find the brightest of the stars. Then lead him to the altar of a better God by far, in the veil of the Redwood Cathedral. Thank you.
different fortune called. Would you have done the same for Scotland and brave your home and your father's? God lives above the redwoods, so men say, looking down straight and through at the best of all his treasures. And if a man should stand among them to pray, it's against them the Lord will take his measure. And who grew straighter than Long Johnny Muir? A redwood of flesh, blood and bone, with a passion so pure, on the mountains no single man can own. Leave Calvin and the Bible to the parish o' Dunbar. Give a blind man back his eyes to find the brightest o' the stars. Then lead him to the altar of a better God by far, in the veil of the Redwood Cathedral.
Every day, walking by the river and running like a blue streak through the fields and streams and meadows, laughing all the way. Oh, a redwood tree, please let us under. The redwood tree, it smells like rain, maybe even thunder. Won't you keep us from our harm? Wonderful redwood tree. And a boy and his father, when I looking for the lost dog. Please
a mile flipping Caitland on the road to the sea.
Stands a yew tree 1,000 years old,
and the old women swear by the grey older hair
that it knows what the future will hold,
for the shadows of Scotland stand round it,
mid the keel and the corn and the kye,
all the hopes and the fears of 1,000 long years
under the Lothian sky.
My bonny
yew tree,
tell me, what did you see?
Did you look through the haze of the long summer days in the south and the far English border? Oh, the bonnets of steel on Flodden's far field, did they march by your side in good order? Did you ask them the price of their glory when you heard the great slaughter begin? Oh, the dust of their bones would rise up from the stones to bring tears to the eyes of the wind.
My bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see? Not once did you speak for the poor and the weak when the moss troopers lay in your shade, to count out the plunder and hide frae the thunder and share all the spoils of their raid. But you saw the smiles of the gentry and the laughter of lords at their gains when the poor hunt the poor across mountain and moor, the rich man can keep them in chains. My bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see?
Did you know thing to tell when John Knox himself peached under your branches, say black, to the poor common folk who would lift up the yoke, oh, the bishops and priests with their backs? But you knew the bargain he sold them, and freedom was only one part, for the price of their souls was a gospel so cold it would freeze up the joy in their hearts. My bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see?
I thought as I stood and laid hands on your wood that it might be a kindness to fell you. One kiss of the axe and your feet fae the racks, of the sad bloody tales that men tell you. But a wee bird flew out from your branches, sang out as never before, and the words of a song were 1,000 years long, and to learn them's a long 1,000 more.
My bonny yew tree, my bonny yew tree, tell me, what can you see?
I'm walking with the memory of an hour that never ends. I'm thinking of the time when I can hold your hand again. I'm talking of the places and the people I have seen as we walked along the bridge in Stephen's Green. Another life so far away, girl, sometimes brings me pain. The life that I have left behind can
never be the same. I think about you all the time. I see you in my dreams as we kissed upon the bridge in Stephen's Green. But traveling sometimes takes me far away from home, and your memory fills my mind when I am all alone. And I cry some nights and wonder if your love is true, for the hardest pain that I could feel is ever losing you. The pain I felt within my heart when you said goodbye, those memories that linger on with every tear I cry. My life is now reality, though often in my dreams I'm returning to the bridge in Stephen's Green. But traveling sometimes takes me far away from home, and your memory fills my mind when I am all alone. And I cry some nights and wonder if your love is true, for the hardest pain that I could feel is ever losing you.
We stayed with our nature theme there in our first set with Mirror the Master Builder by Brian McNeil. Then we went to Van Morrison and the Redwood Tree. And then we moved on to the yew tree, one of the oldest types of trees in Europe and found in Scotland and Ireland, there by the Battlefield Band. And we finally finished up there with Tom Donovan and Stephen's Green, a place where you can go walk in nature right in the urban setting of Dublin. Well, next up we move to Brian Kennedy and the Celtic Tenors with a track called Non Siamo a Sol, which means we are not islands. And indeed, we are not islands, and we, as a collective body of the human race, need to do a better job of saving our island, Island Earth. So here is Brian Kennedy and the Celtic Tenors with Non Siamo a Sol.
Do you remember the first time you smiled at me? That night in Sorrento, when we were dancing in the street. Out of the blue, the ocean whispered, she your girl, while the orchestra played a song that changed my world.
L'amore che sembra per noi la musica.
sang. That was the moment I wasn't lonely. I began to see that with you life has more colors. You're my girl, and the melody made the song that changed my world.
Non siamo isole.
It's an Earth Day celebration here on Celtic Cafe.
Of their face, who with the key to the sure cure, the treatment of our ills, a hot sheet of cobalt, a pocket full of pills, speaking always of the enemy, who lurks across the sea while they corrupt in the mess like a carrier disease. Deep down inside the bones of the concrete tunnel of lead, Einstein's disciples walking steadily ahead. Like a heavy metal pavlance to fire the city lights. All you can hear in the underground is the humming through the night. The walls of tight security circle all around, where they spill out their poison and they bury it in the ground. Hold up in the harbors, hidden secretly away. Warheads and submarines, they await to make their play. Military masterminds improving their designs. The soldiers get all dumped up, stumble through the lines, and the spills into the rivers get carried out by the tide. They call this security, we're not satisfied. Our statesmen and leaders on politicians pay, quick to heed the hand that feeds, careful what they say. Coral experts to assure us to wave the magic wands. This is the power of the future. The future matches on them, and they call in all their favors. All the political games, while the spills fill the rivers and settle in the plains. They bought the net of millions. That's their stock and trade. They will be afflicted by the spoil that they've made. They've sealed their own inevitable doom. It must surely come. The thief in the moon, the Jupiter, with the parent of a way to run. When the surf that they've assaulted begins to turn around, and the unavoidable gravity sucks them to the ground. I know the minds behind them, they are looking full of holes. Not to be trusted with their hands at the controls. Their eyesight it is twisted by the glory in their careers. The heaped praise of flattery is music to their ears. To listen to them talk about how it hasn't happened yet. It's like playing Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette.
The day that the nightmare began. Oh, the dust it rained down on our buildings and streets and into our bedrooms at noon. Touched the grass and the trees, bicycles, cars, beds, books and picture frames too. We stood around helpless, confused. Nobody knew what to do. At 2 o'clock Sunday, the buses arrived, a fleet of 1,000 or more. We were ordered to be on our way, not knowing what lay in store. Some of our citizens fled in dismay to look for a good place to hide. 4 o'clock came and the last bus pulled out. 'Twas the day that our lively town died. And the shirt sheets and handkerchiefs crack in the wind. On the window ledge the withering plants. The ladders and vulgars are parked by the door, and the bike's in its usual stance. Our evergreen trees lie withered and drooped. They've poisoned our fertile land. The streets speak a deafening silence. Nothing stirs but the sand. Visit back home is so weary today. The modern Pompeian view, to see all the old shops and the forest hotel and the Promenade cinema too. The mementos we gathered were all left behind, our photos and letters and cards. Toys of our children, untouchable now. Toy soldiers left standing on guard. Fare thee well, Pritchett, my home and my soul. Your sorrow can know no relief. A terrifying glimpse of the future you show. your children all scattered like geese. The clothesline still sways, but the owner's long gone as the nomadic era returns. The questions in black and white blurred into grey, the answers too easy to learn. And the shirt sheets and handkerchiefs crack in the wind, on the window ledge the withering plants. And the Ladas and Vulgas are parked by the door, and the bike's in its usual stance. Our evergreen trees lie withered and drooped, they poisoned our fertile land. The streets speak a deafening silence, nothing stirs but the sand. The shirt sheets and handkerchiefs crack in the wind, on the window ledge the withering plants. And the Ladas and Vulgas are parked by the door, and the bike's in its usual stance. Our evergreen trees lie withered and drooped, they've poisoned our fertile land. The streets speak a deafening silence, nothing stirs but the sand.
Continuing on with our theme of Earth Day, well, we went to the opposite end there of conservation. We went to the nukes. We started out there with Moving Hearts with Hiroshima Nagasaki. Now, Moving Hearts was Davy Spillane, Donald Looney, and Christy Moore. Actually, half a plank study there. And then we moved on to John McDermott with a song all about Chernobyl and the after effects of it. Farewell to Pritchap. Next up, we're going to go to Gabber Lunzie, and we're going to go to the Men from the Rigs. And of course, the rigs in the sea have left some devastation over the years in the oceans. So that's kind of where we're pointing that to at this particular point. So here's Gabber Lunzie.
Coast of Scotland, where the North Sea's heave and toil, and have gone to seek their fortune, drilling for the North Sea oil. Captives, so the rigs and the barges, some may once again be free. Some will find eternal bondage underneath the rolling sea. Black above the clouds of thunder, black below the waters roll. Black the oil they seek to plunder, black as the Yankee gang of souls. Captives own the rigs and the barges, some may once again be free. Some will find eternal bondage underneath the rolling sea. Some will always seek adventure, some are always on the run. Some will brave the mighty parties just to boast of what they've done. Captives, all the rigs and the barges, some may once again be free. Some will find eternal bondage underneath the rolling sea. Every creed and colour, every nation side by side, battle with the common army, wind and water, time and tide. Captives, oh, the rigs and the barges, some may once again be free. Some will find eternal bondage underneath the rolling sea. Out from the rocky coast of Scotland, where the North Sea's even boil, men have gone to seek their fortune, drilling for the North Sea oil. Captives, oh, the rigs and the barges, some may once again be free. Some will find eternal bondage underneath the rolling sea.
Well, a good part of the 18th and the 19th century, we hunted the whale. almost to extinction. And that obviously shows us that we didn't give too much care to what we did to the poor old earth. So the next tracks are going to be all about whaling, something that we in New England here can attest to, because we were the whaling capital of the North America at that particular point. All that has kind of subsided now, although there is whaling being done in certain areas and countries in the world. But we do want to bring focus on the fact that the whales have come back. So here we open up with Schooner Fare and The Last Leviathan.
Once upon the land, before the hour of man, creatures who, like me and you, left footprints in the sand. Through the primal mud, warm of milk and blood, returned once more unto the shore and to the sea for good. The humpback, the finback, the pilot whale too, the right hand sperm and the blue. Sing me a song that I someday may sing it with you. Leviathan, king of the sea, sing me a song, and when I sing along, you may share all your mysteries with me. Leviathan, king of the sea, Leviathan, king of the sea. Swim and crawl, our kingdoms rise and fall. We show our worth as kings of earth, by how we treat them all. From crocodile and crane to hunters on the plain, we turn once more unto the shore and to the sea again. The humpback, the finback, the pilot whale too, the right and the sperm and the blue. Sing me a song that I someday may sing in with you. Leviathan, king of the sea, song, and when I sing along, you may share all your mysteries with me. Leviathan, king of the sea, Leviathan, king of the sea. Thank you.
Farewell to Tarwathi, adieu mom and hell, and the fair land of Crimond, I'll think of you still. I am bound out for Greenland and ready to sail, in the hopes to find riches in hunting the whale. Adieu to my comrades, for a while we must part, and likewise the dear lass, the fair one, my heart. The cold coast of Greenland, my love, will not chill, and the longer my absence, more loving she'll feel. Our ship is well rigged, and she's ready to sail. Our crew, they are anxious to follow the whale, where the icebergs do float and the stormy winds blow, where the land and the ocean are covered in snow. The cold coast of Greenland is barren and bare. No seed time nor harvest is ever known there, and the birds here sing sweetly on mountains and dale, but there isn't a bird that can sing to the whale. There is no habitation for man to live there, and the king of that country is the fierce Greenland bear. And there'll be no temptation to tarry long there. With our ship bumper full, we will homeward repair.
We started out with The Last Leviathan by Schooner Fair. Then we had Ian Campbell with Leaving Tarwathi. Well, we're going to wrap it up here by asking everybody to do something for Earth Day. Asking for you to be united, to create a united Earth, and a Earth that we can pass on to the generations in the future. So here is Alan Staville from Brittany and Youssou N'Dour from Senegal with a track called A United Earth.
Where would they be baby, for Debbie, when you can, for the life, when you can, be mine.
That's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed a portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this page or any show on the streaming page. If you have a question about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlonlot.